He tells you this song of the law. Now, I can speak at some length about the song of the law, what we do, and how we do our church like the song of the law in the last mass. Because we know, briefly, I'll say that when Jesus addresses such people as the song of the law, or the woman of the side, the law of the Lord, St. John, or when he addresses the scribes and the Pharisees, he's really addressing us, people who should get it. Which is why Jesus answers this man, and he says, who is my neighbor? In the way he does, Jesus answers this in such a way that the neighbor is the one who comes with compassion to the victim of the gods. And that's the fact in the gospel, therefore, that we hear just now, the gospel, the last gospel, which we hear at the 20th of Mass. And in the meantime, I want to say that recall the Samaritans, the Jews, the sure and relatives, who not just don't get all there is to the law of the prophets, they don't believe in the same way, they don't pray in the same way. And so there's much that is gained for the Samaritans among the Jews, such as this certain student of the law. Now again, Jesus says a servant student. At least that's what the Vulgate gives us. A servant student, a servant student. In other words, Jesus is talking about a particular person. He isn't painting with broad brushes and broad strokes. However, let us consider our Lord Jesus Christ speaks about this traveler, this Samaritan, this servant Samaritan, in ways to catch people's attention. Because the Samaritan certainly is not like the Jews in the way of his worship. The Jews really even have this name for it. They're completely other than Jews. And many Jews sometimes regard Samaritans as less than Jews. Now, it's no secret that in the tradition of the church, the fathers and the doctors interpret our Lord Jesus Christ as being the person of this certain Samaritan. And here's why. Not just because Jesus was rejected and handed over and crucified on the cross and died and rose again on the third day, but because Jesus is God. He's not just other in the sense that a Samaritan is other than a Jew. Jesus is on the other side of that. He's other in the sense that he's completely not like Jesus or Samaritans, in the sense that his human nature is with his divine nature and is not separate. We are the human that we have. Jesus is completely other. And so we should be scandalous of a Samaritan. This certain Samaritan in the gospel isn't revealing to someone who is completely different. The man Jesus taught. And what does he do? This certain Samaritan. This Samaritan, unlike the others, walks by a person who's called in the darkness. He doesn't pass him by. There should be some sympathy for the priest who recognizes him, because there is a matter of uncleanness that would fall by the priest of the Levite had they gone to the aid of this woman now. But the Samaritan comes by, and what distinguishes him is not that he so much approaches him, but that he has compassion upon him. He sets aside what would normally be a consideration of safety. Perhaps a little bit of a matter of clinical disease. This man who is so keen up with the hard task, but this man will not work or not come up. And this man looks outside of compassion for him. Is this not like what St. Paul calls in the second chapter of this epistle of the Romans? The salvation, but honor you receive even in this world. And even in this world, even our brethren who are Catholic, the calling of the Lord, are also received in this world. The totally other from the rest of the world. As I said last week, we are interested in what we can get out of the world, aren't we? We're interested in the self-congratulation. Look what I can give you, God. Look what I can give you. You should be grateful to me. It doesn't work that way. The fact that I have nothing to give, the fact that I have all that I can give at all, is because of the Lord, who is the community of God on the other side. Not just someone I disagree with, someone who doesn't worship as I do, or someone who doesn't believe as I do, or come to the right part of mission, because I don't come to the right part of mission. Even if that's the case, God is so much more superior. And yet, I'm his own king, and his own deceit not. And let's not be so sure of ourselves. This God of the law, the servant of God, comes to Jesus. How is Jesus what the law is? And we have to ask ourselves before we even leave here today, if we are in the condition in which we're constantly asking or seeking recognition for what we do, seeking to tell God what his will should be, but we're so generous. Let us remember that the law says we are to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole strength, and with our whole mind. That is without reserve. That Jesus, the eternal Son of God, for he is God, empties himself of all that is right to him, and he becomes a slave to the sin of our salvation. He's just asking us, spending us in our presence, for self-worth, and love him completely, for an hour of to him as he does for us. And coming to our assistance, is that another intro? For God is my assistance, the Lord appears to help. And he does. And every time I need to go to confession, which is often, he doesn't keep coming to my assistance. And I don't have this thing all right. But this boy does. I don't have this thing all right that you do. I have to keep going to confession because I don't have it perfect. This part of the reason why the church gives us the confession days. He is a scribe. He is a scribe. So that we continue to realize that no matter how much we give to God, we don't have all. No matter how much we need to know Jesus, we can always love him all. In fact, we can love him all. Yet, then we need with our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole strength, with our whole life. And that is even before we can embark on love of our neighbor as ourselves. Because,
he doesn't say, I wish I could have baptized that priest.
There are different conversations among the fathers and doctors of the church. The twofold law, the law and the one end. They might be the twofold covenant, the old and the new. They might again refer to what Jesus gives us in the gospel. His flesh, his soul, and the humans, his father, and love. But either way, he gives this to the innkeeper and says, take care of him. This is a certain picture of robbers. And whatever more of us on this high highway that will be paid. And when Jesus returns, he will repay us. How will he repay us? Well, the law and the prophets tell us that the law of God is not for me. And that brings us to justice. That's the natural law. You don't need to be Jewish or Catholic to know that. It's in your conscience. But whatever you stand to be above that, which is charity, and that requires grace. It's not that our will will be charity. We have the love of God that is for all of us as the church, by the Holy Ghost, in Pentecost, and now to all time. It is by that we have what exceeds the law of God. In other words, it is Jesus which receives the law of the prophets. And obviously that means that he will repay us with himself. And he will say to us, and we might go with him. He goes to believe by the way of rest and did what he had to do. And that way we can be neighbors too. And this is why Jesus says to us, we are going to cry for the audience, we really are. The incarnation in these days is the sovereign of the law, the scribes of the Pharisees. Jesus said to us, go and do that also in like manner. He has to be God. With this holy sacrifice of Mass, the Lord God gives us himself even now, so that not by our will, not by our flesh, but by God.